moving on the big, the not on toys. Trashi nitra kesh shlehem or misparak meilu, because on toy by itself. The above and loyto shama loymekasharam motzim, and some of the found it later found them untied. Therefore, took away one and left the other one. So the Kitzal Mishnah goes according to everybody that by birds we say if you prepare three birds and now you find two birds, it's mutter. Right, then the Mishnah says the soicha kan, you prepare two birds before Yom Tov inside the nest. And now on Yom Tov you come and find nothing inside, you only find them outside the nest, we say it's also. So, again, the Mara says, Leima Masana L'Rabbi Chanina. Our Mishnah should be a proof to Rabbi Chanina. The Yoma Rabbi Chanina says, Alocha, that Roy V'Korev, Holachacha Roy. When you have two ways to look, you don't know where this piece of meat came from. Did it come from the majority of the butcher stores that are kosher? Or now you found it right outside the Treifel butcher store, it's more Korev, it's more closer to that store. Let's say it came from that store. Rabbi Chanina says, what? We go ask the Roy. No, Roy is more of a slur. Comes from the majority. The same thing here also. Because what's going on here? You have this nest that before Yom Tov, you have two birds inside the nest. And these two birds you prepared, those are the ones you want to use. Now it comes Yom Tov, you don't find anything inside, you only find two outside. Now where would I say these two came from? There are again two ways to look at it. It could be these two you found outside now came from inside. Like on Erev Yom Tov they were inside the nest. And now in Yom Tov, they just walked outside. That's what that's called Korev. It's a svar they say they came from nearby. The other svar is no. These two birds outside came from the million birds of the rest of the world. That they flew in from someplace else. So why does our Mishnah say for sure it's Osir? Why don't we say no? If Erev Yom Tov you had two birds inside. And now on Yom Tov you find two birds outside. Let's say it's Korev. These two birds outside are the two that were inside yesterday. So how come the Mishnah says it's Osir? And Lamai is right. You're the Chanina. That we say, go boss a roif of Miyam, and would rather say these are the two birds that came from the rest of the world. In other words, the two birds inside flew away to the rest of the world. And these two birds you find now outside are new birds that came from the outside. So it's a raya to Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara says, no, it's no raya. I'm Rabbi Bedaf. We're talking about here again that outside the nest, there's a long stick, that there were birds there before Yom Tov also. So even before Yom Tov, you prepared two birds inside the nest. But outside the nest, there were a lot of birds that were not prepared. So now on Yom Tov, if you come and you find no birds inside, only birds outside, you don't know where those birds are. Well, these are the two that were prepared from yesterday, or these are the two that were outside yesterday that you did not prepare. So therefore, could be no right to the Chanina. There are two kreifim here. That's why it's awesome. Rav says like this. Bishnei kanim. We're talking about there are two nests. Zu lemalam izu askinin. One is higher than the other one. V'loi mi boy, not only in the case that zimim betachtoina, you before yonta prepared two birds from the bottom nest. V'loi zimim belyoni, you did not prepare any birds in the top nest. O motza betachtoina, v'loi motza belyoni the asirin. It's let's say Rashi. Rav Amram says like this. Rav Amar, Holo Yitzvach Lashmina. This is Pshita. The Mishnah does not have to say these Chedushim like you're saying. In the case that you only prepared two inside, and now on Yom Tov you find nothing inside, only outside, Pshita it's also. The Mishnah does not even have to teach us that. Elo, Rav says, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? Bishnei Kanam, you have two nests. Zu Lamalam Izu, one on top of another. O Bishnei and Gazolos, before Yom Tov, both of them had pigeons, birds inside it. Vizimene Shebezu, Vizimene Shebezu. You only prepared the bottom nest, the birds in it, and not the birds in the top nest. Olamacha, tomorrow, bo, you come, v'lemotza b'tzorecha kan shezimin, you don't find any birds in the bottom nest, elo lefnei, lefonav, only the birds outside it. Ovyoyse shleizimin, the top nest that you didn't prepare at all, lemotza lefonav lelotzorecha, you didn't find anything. Hilka chastiri, that's the chidah say that it's osir. V'loy mishum chashosha diyoin diyalmo, elo miyacha shleimotza b'mkoymon, in other words, the case is like this. Before Yom Tov, you had these two nests, one on bottom, one on top. And in both of them, there were birds. And outside had no birds. And you prepared the two birds on the bottom one, and the two birds on top you did not prepare. And now it comes Yom Tov, in the bottom nest you find nothing. The top nest you find nothing. You only find birds outside the bottom nest, you find two birds. So that's the Chiddush. One svara is, I should say, that the birds that you prepared before Yom Tov, the bottom ones inside, now walked outside. So it should be mutter. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah? No. Since the ones inside went out, and the ones on top also went out, because before Yom Tov there were two on top. Now I see nothing there. So if I have a doubt, where are these two birds, the ones outside now? Are they from the top ones or from the bottom ones? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Then that's awesome. So again, Rav Rama, Vishnei Kanam Tu Nest Zulam Alam Yitzvaskinam. V'loi Mi Boy, not only Zimim V'Tachtoni, you prepared the bottom ones. V'loi Zimim Belyoni, you did not prepare the top ones. Umatza B'Tachtoni, and later on Yom Tov, you found birds outside on the bottom one. V'loi Matza Belyoni, you did not find anything on top. The Yathirin, that's awesome. The Armina, we say, Hana Chazli Alma. The original two that you prepared inside the bottom nest flew away, went away. Fahanach, are you find now two birds outside the bottom nest? I tell you, these two birds are the top ones. And Ishtarbuya, Ishtarvuya, they climbed down. Vinochas went downwards. In other words, it's easy to say birds hop downwards. That's easy to say. So not only were the top ones, we can say easily, hop down. That we say it's awesome. Ella only, but Afilu Zimabel Yon, even in the case the opposite way. That before Yom Tov, you prepared the two birds in the top nest. You did not prepare anything from the bottom nest. Now on Yom Tov, you come and find two birds outside the top nest. You don't find anything in the bottom nest. Still we say it's osur. This is a big chiddush. Still we say it's osur. Again, you had two in the top one, so it's very easy to say, now you find two outside the top one. Those are the two that were inside, just walked outside. It's very easy to say that. Still we say no. Since there were two on the bottom one that were usher, and now on Yom Tov you don't see those two inside there, so we have a good doubt, maybe the two outside the top one were from those original two downstairs that's usher, and they hopped upwards. And it's not so easy to hop upwards. Still we say it's usher, that's the Chiddush. Hanach Nami Asirin, still we say it's usher. The Armina, still we say, Hanach Azli Alma. The original two on the top bird that you prepared before Yom Tov, since now on Yom Tov you don't find them there, they flew away. The original two top ones are not here anymore. They went away. Fahanech, you find two outside the top nest. Sruche Sarachusliki. These are from the bottom nest, the bottom two that were there before Yom Tov that you did not prepare. It mamish krichzich, it jumped up slowly and got to the top nest. That's the Chiddush. That not only do we say the top ones went downwards, but in our suffolk we even have to be afraid the bottom ones were jumped upwards. And therefore it's also. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That you have to find the one you prepared in the place you prepared it, and if you don't find it in that place, we are afraid it came from someplace else. Vayter. If you only have these, it's mutter. What are we talking about? If they're talking about birds that could fly. In other words, before Yom Tov, you prepared two birds inside. And now on Yom Tov, you found two birds outside. But there are no other birds around. So then we're saying it's mutter. Because the two birds inside now went outside. These are the ones outside. But if these are birds that could fly, why should we say it's mutter? If they're birds that are old enough to fly, let's say these two birds flew away that you prepared inside, and now the two you find outside flew from other places, so it should be usher. Eli, you have to tell me about mother them. We're talking about the young ones that can't fly, they can just hop. So if there's another nest within 50 amis, adaduya adaduya. It's usher. Of course, we'll say this hopper hopped from another nest here. So the original two hopped away, and maybe the ones you find now are new ones from this other nest. If there's no other nest within 50 amis, so this is the only two birds around, so pshita with smutim. Like before Yom Tov, you prepared two inside, and now you find two outside, but no other birds are around, so pshita the mutim. Samara says, the Yom Aruch for Bachoma, call her Mododo, a Mododo Yosem Echemisha Mama. That any bird that hops, it doesn't fly yet, it doesn't hop more than 50 amas. So if the other nest is more than 50 amas away, pshita with smutim. There is another nest within 50 amas away. We're going to Kaima Bekeren Zavius, but it has to make a right turn corner. In other words, there's a corner between the two. There's one nest over here outside this building, and the other nest is on the other side of the building. That even though it's less than 50 amas away, but they can't see from one to the other. There's a corner dividing them. So at the time I would have thought, adaduye, adaduye, no, birds go and hop away 50 amas. Even though when they're hopping away, they can't see the original nest. They're making a right turn around the corner and they can't see the nest? Kamashma, not like that. That kol heicha de modado behoda chazi lekan ye modado. As long as they hop away and they can still see the original nest, they'll keep on going 50 yamas away. V'loy loy modado. But once to make a right turn, that they won't be able to see their original nest, they will not go away from their nest. That's the Chiddush. So if our Mishnah is talking about that you have one nest over here, and no birds are around, and therefore you prepare two inside, and now on Yom Tov you find them outside, we say it's mutter, because you have no other birds around. Even though there is another nest around the corner that has birds that could hop away, and it's less than 50 yamas away, and sometimes birds do hop 50 yamas, but that's the Chiddush. They only hop away if they could see while they're going the original nest. But here, that when they hop and make a right turn, they can't see the original nest.
They don't go, and therefore it's mutter.
You're holding off your Aleph, holding. Yeah, the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. Beishama yomrim einoitle nesa eli lekatze holovosa. You can't take this board, the eli, that's a board that they used to use to chop spices on. So that's called the klisham lachtel yisr. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to chop up spices. So it's called the klisham lachtel yisr. So beishama hold, you can't even take it lekatze holovosa. Even though now you want to use it for dover heter, that we hold la locher it's mutter, we hold the klisham lachtel yisr. The Sarah Gufay it's mutter. Beshame says no, you're not allowed to do it. Ubeisilu matirim. Beisilu says yes, it's mutter. All right, so poshut it. So Rashi learns. Only Rashi learns. Malachta liyisa lekatesh b'machteshes. It's a klish from malachta liyisa. It's used to chop up things. Shemachi asfilei beshame. So Beshame says it's also. Ubeisilu matirim. They hold it's mutter. About the Sarah Gufay. It's Sarah simply yamte if it's mutter. Ubei. That's one machlekes. You can't take the skin. Even if you shechted the animal tray on Yom Tov and you took off the skin you can't put in front of the people to trample on top of it. Because even though people trample, that's ma'abid that works over the skin. So that's why it's also, because you're not allowed to work over the skin on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to even pick up the skin. It's like muksa. Unless you have at least a kazayas bosa still attached to the skin, then we say, since the meat is meat, you let it touch, you can touch the skin, agav the meat. Or beisilu matirim, beisilu says no bosa mutter. You let it pick up the skin, and you let it put it lefnei hadorsin. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's a svar mishum simchas yomtif. That beisilu holds that we're not going to be matiyum. To take care of your skin, people won't want to shech the animal in the first place on yomtif. So they won't come to have meat on yomtif. So Mishum Simchas Yom Tov they make all to pick up the skin, even though really it's muksa, and to put it lefnei hadorsin. You're not really putting it like you're not trampling on it directly. It's called like a ma'aseh shinus kalacha yad. So it's only the rabbanon dekalochem. Therefore, the rabbanon will make a Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. See the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara. Maratana. We learned v'shavim shim kotzav olav basar. After you use this board that you chop, you cut your meat on it. Shosla taltoloi. That even by still holds, you're not allowed to touch it anymore. Shrashi disavad le tzarech yomtif. Like you already did the purpose you want tzarech yomtif, you can't use it anymore. Now, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, machlekes, al mishnas, machlekes, besham betilil, be oli. Only by the oli, that's this board that's used to chop up spices. So that's called like a kli shamalach del yisr. It's used to chop up spices, you're not allowed to do it on yomtif. So now, if you want to take this board just to chop meat on it, which is mutter, still you're not allowed to do it. That's where it's machlokes. Avo betavra gamro garmi, but if you have a board that's meant to chop meat on, then divrihako mutter. Everybody holds this mutter? Like it's not a klish, I'm lachta liyisr. On yontif, you're allowed to chop meat. So if you have a board that you cut the meat on, pshit, it's mutter to touch on yontif. Rashi says, betavra garmi, ham yuchedis lakatsav ole bosar. It's yuchet to use to cut meat on, so pshit, that's not a klish, I'm lachta liyisr. Avad, you're allowed to use it today on yontif. So Gemara asks Pshita, only Tanan, it only the Chiddush and the Mishnah is only by a chopper, a board that's used for chopping, not to cut meat on. So Gemara says, yes, Ma, the same I would have thought. Who adin the afilu tavra garmi nami? Even a board that's used to cut meat, also you should not touch today on Yom Tov.
I behaidik tani oli. Why did the Mishnah say the machleik is by oli? That's by a board that's used to chop spices. That's also to do on Yom Tif. That's a real katisha. I would tell you ladiach hakoychan de beis hillel, that the Mishnah wants to tell us the chiddush of beis hillel, the afilu dover shomalachta liyisr. Even a kli that's used to chop with, a chopper to chop spices, that's a kli shomalachta liyisr. Nami shari, still beis hillel said the smuta. But I would have thought that according to Beis Shammai, not only can you take a wood that's used to chop spices with, but you can't even take the wood that's aimed to cut the meat on it. That's what I would have thought. Is kamash mulon. That's his chiddush. No, that Beis Shammai only yas is a board that's used to chop with, but a board that's meant to chop wood with, to cut meat with, that's mutter. And like Rashi speaks out, we're not afraid that maybe first you'll decide to carry this board, and you'll take it to your kitchen, and then you'll change your mind not to cut the meat. So that's why you swore, why maybe Beis Shammai should say it's also kamash mulon. No. Beis Shammai only asks you to take this board that's miyuchid omit to use to chop spices. That's also to do on Yom Tif. But a board that's omit to cut meat on, that you're allowed to take on Yom Tif. Ika the army, some say like this. Omer Abaye said, L'nitzicho elo afilo tavra garmi charati. That no, the machlekes even applies to a new board that's used to cut meat on. Even though it's a meat board, but since it's a new one you didn't use yet, still, Beis Shammai said this also. Oh, no, forget. No. Not that he says. He says mutter. But that's the chiddush. The chiddush is even in such a board. Now, the question was, what do you mean to tell me on a board that you use to cut meat? It's mutter. Pshit, it's mutter. So, Mara says, yes, there's a chiddush, even though it's a new board that you never used yet. Now, now the time, if it's a new board, I would have thought, mimlech v'lo tover lo. After you take this board and you put it down, now you're going to change your mind and not cut on it. Like, it's too nice. You don't want to use this board, it's the first time, you'll change your mind not to use it. So I would think maybe Beis Shammai says not to use a new board to cut the meat on. Kamash mulon, no, that it's mutter. The only machlokes is only by a board that's used to chop spices. It's like a hammer, that's a klishe m'lach t'liyisim. But a board that you use to cut meat on, that's mutter. So demara, u Beis Shammai loichashe l'amluchei. So you want to tell me now Beis Shammai holds it's mutter to use a new board that you're going to use to cut meat, and we're not afraid maybe he'll change his mind and not use it? If you're a tanya, we learned, Beis Shammai says, Ein malichin tabach v'sakin etzah behema. On Yom Tif, you're not allowed to let a sheichit, or else carry the knife to the animal to make the shechit on Yom Tif. In other words, if you have the animal on this street, and the sheichit lives two streets down, you're not allowed to make the sheichit come to you and carry the knife. We'll soon see why, because we're afraid, maybe by the time the sheichit comes to you, you'll change your mind and don't have the shechita. So it comes out, the sheikh had carried a knife for no purpose. So we're not allowed to do it. The Rashi says, Ein malichin tabach v'sakin. Im hoyer rechokin zeh mizeh, dilma bost the torach mamlech. Maybe after you walk and take the knife, you'll change your mind not to make the shechita, so therefore it's awesome. V'ayta v'loi behem eitzel tabach. You can't walk the animal to the sheikh had either. Because you can't walk the animal to the sheikh or the rest of the place where the knife is. For the same reason, we're afraid after you take your matriarch yourself to get the animal there, you'll change your mind. So that's Beis Shammai Svari is afraid you'll change your mind and you made a tircha shlo tzorich. Beis Hillel says, don't know. You're allowed to carry one to the other. You are allowed to take the sheikh or the knife to the animal, and we're not afraid you'll change your mind. No. If you decided to make the shechita, gzuntahei, take the knife, take the animal to the sheichet. Another machlokes is that Beis Shammai yemrim ein malichin tavlin u'moduch etz moducha. You can't take spices or else moduch, that's the middle piece that you chop with, etz moducha to the chopper. Again, on Yom Tif you can't do this. For lo moducha etz tavlin u'moduch. You can't take the chopper to the spices or to the board that you use, the middle stick. Oh, Beis Hillel says malichin zeitel ze. Yes, you are allowed to carry one to the other. So Rashi learns moduch buchna shadechem bo tavlin bemeducha, and we'll soon say this is yer mutter. Certain types of mutter. With a shinui, it's a mutter. If you make a shinui, you're allowed to make allowed to chop up the spices you're going to use right now to cover Yom Tov. That's mutter. So then you have to see the only before it was aimed to chop up things that you're not going to use today. I call upon him that, so you see it's a machlekes. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to carry one to the other because we're afraid to change your mind. That's the question here also then. How could you tell me a new board that you want to use the first time to cut the meat on? You're allowed to carry it to bring it to the meat. Why isn't Beis Shammai afraid? Maybe the person will change his mind. So Gemara says, Hachi Ashti, there's no tushdel. One is not like the other one. I understand very good by behemoth, even though you carry, you'll take the animal to the shechet. When the animal gets there, you change your mind and say, no, I don't want to shech this one. Why? The yomah, you'll say, nash v'kai behemoth, let's leave over this animal, kechusha, it's a weak one. Let me go look for a better animal that's fatter. That's why we're afraid you can't schlep the animal to the shechet, because we're afraid even after you get there, you'll change your mind. A food also that you're making now. What do you want to say? You want to be able to crack up the spices, to chop the spices, to be able to use. So we're afraid, no, maybe you'll make the spices, but then you'll change your mind. Or after you bring the chopper to the spices, you'll change your mind and say, it's too much work to chop up the spices now. Let me change the dish. And on my sin and acharine, the light being a tavlin, I'll make a different type of a dish that does not need spices. So that's why Beis Shammai says you can't take the spices to the chopper, because you're afraid maybe you'll change your mind and you'll make a different type of a dish that does not need spices altogether. So that's why Beis Shammai says don't do these things. Take the animal to the shechet or take the spices to the chopper. We're afraid you change your mind. Abahocha, but in our case over here, we are taking this board to cut the meat. What do you want to say? You'll change your mind. You're not going to slice the meat. It's we're talking about you already shechted the animal now on Yom Tov. So you have the meat now, and you already roasted the meat, or even before the raw meat, you want to slice the raw meat. So we're not afraid you'll change your mind now and not slice the meat, like it has to be sliced. So therefore, Beis Shammai is made, even though you're taking a new board that you never used yet, but here we're not afraid you change your mind. Because you have to cut the meat. You just shechted the animal. You have a whole zaito full of meat. You have to cut it up. So here, Beis Shammai is not afraid you cut it. That's why it's mutter. Baita, Beis Shammai yemir mei nois nesor. Beis Shammai says in Yom Tov, you can't take the skin of the animal that you just shechted, and it's muksa, you can't move it, and you can't put it in front of the people, should trample on top of it. Tanya, we learned. Veshavin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Tzila, both moida, shemolchin olav bosl tzli. You're allowed to salt meat on top of the skin. In other words, when salt falls on top of the skin, it's good for the skin. That's the way you work over the skin. So to go to do it, lechatchila, to salt, put salt on top of the skin, that's also. And that's one of the lama tesim lachas, ibud. You're not allowed to work over skin on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you can't do directly, throw salt on top of the skin. But indirectly, you're allowed to do it. That's here. What you're doing now is you have the skin on the floor. And on top, you're holding in your hand some meat that you want to salt the meat before you roast it. Now, only for roasting and not for cooking. When you roast meat, really, you don't have to make a melicha at all. Roasting meat gets out all the dam without melicha. So really, it should be enough just to put, you don't need salt altogether. But the minig is, by tzli, you put a little bit salt. So that little bit amount of salt that you put on the meat before you roast it, you're allowed to do this on top of the skin. In other words, even though maybe some salt will fall on the skin, but you're not putting that much salt, so we're not afraid it doesn't look like you're being mad, but it's mutter. That's what I'm saying. Shovin shemolchin olav bosl tzli. You're allowed to salt meat on top of this skin if you're only using the meat to roast, so you don't need that much salt. Now, Omer Abaye said, l'shonav ala letzli, only if you only want to roast the meat, so you don't need that much salt to make the melicha with. Avol l'kadei relay. But let's say you want to cook the meat, so before you cook meat, you have to kasher it by making a melicha. You have to salt it. Then you have to put a lot of salt. You have to cover the whole piece of meat on all sides with a lot of salt, that you should, no part should be uncovered with salt. Uncovered without salt. So then you have to put a lot of salt on the meat. That you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov on top of the skin. You're allowed to salt meat on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to do it on top of the skin, because then too much salt will fall on the skin, on the floor. That's called you're working over the skin. For the Gemara Pshita, let's sleep tonight, of course. You said only the meat that you're using to roast the meat. When you roast meat, you don't have to salt it all together, Mikra Din. Just you do a little bit salt. So a little bit salt is all right. So our Kamashman, this teaches us, the Afilu Litzli, Kein Kedei Roser. Even if you only want to roast the meat, and you want to put a little bit more salt than normal, that's also to do. There's purely only a small amount of salt that people do before they roast it. But more than that, you can't put. The rest of the high apple look day with the kamar abaya, a tzli came kedei rekamar. Kegoyin adam amoyler tzli yafa yafa karav lemlichas basam. Shel tzara kedeiros loytema kol tzli tzuri. Loytema kol tzli shuri. Don't say any type of a tzli, no. A tzli that you want to salt it well, that's also no good. You only allowed to put those small amount of salt, not allowed. Tana rabbonim. Ein molchin esachalovim. You're not allowed to salt fat on yomtiv. Even though the meat itself, like you're allowed to shecht an animal on yomtiv, and before you eat the roast or cook the meat, you have to salt it. So you're allowed to salt it on yomtiv. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to salt. Mashenkin, the fat that's not so edible, you're not allowed to salt the fat on yomtiv. Yeah. One reason why you want to salt the fat is it shouldn't rot away. Even if you shecht it today, still you can't be mabrit. And the svar is that bishleim of food, the meat that you eat, they're called ein ibud b'yechlim. You're allowed to salt food because there's no if or ibud, midiraisa. It's only a shal in the rabbonin. But midiraisa, it's mutter. Mashenkin chalovim, fat that's not so edible, there it looks more like ibud. So therefore, you're not allowed to salt fat on yontif. V'yein mahafchin ben, you're not allowed to turn it over either. Because it's not come out like muksa, it's not edible, you don't eat it. So it's muksa, you can't even turn it upside down. Mishum ebishu amru, shoitchin baruach agavi yisaydis. No, you are allowed to touch the fats, you're allowed to spread them out on top of a stick in order that the wind should come and to keep it fresh, that it shouldn't rot away. So if Yeshua holds, it's not muksa the fat. The Amar Rav Masna, halachik Rav Yeshua. We pass like Rav Yeshua. That the fat of the animal is not muksa, you're allowed to work with it and put it on top of a stick that the wind should get to it. Ika the army, some say, Amar Rav Masna, ain't halachik Rav Yeshua. No, we don't pass like Rav Yeshua. So Bishleim Laman the Yom halachik Rav Yeshua Itzrach. It's very good, the one that says the halach is like Rav Yeshua. And I need him to say that. Because Salkot, the Chaminichai would have thought, the klal usually is yochid v'rabim alochik rabim. When you have a machlekes a yochid kineged a rabim, the loch is usually like the rabim. Kamashd one here alochik yochid. That's why you have to tell me alochik Rav Yeshua it's a chiddush. Ela, but according to the man diyama, but according to the man diyama that says ela the man diyama ain't halacha. We don't like Rav Yeshua pshita. So of course not, because the klal is yochid v'rabim alochik rabim. When you have a machlokes between a yochid and a rabbin, the klal is always a pasuk at the rabbin. Gemara says, no, ma, the time I would have thought. Mistabe time of the Rabbi Shua. It's a good svaro why Rabbi Shua says you are allowed to move around the fat of the animal. Why? Because the svaro is, diloy shorisle, if we're not going to mati you, if we're not going to allow you, that after you shech the animal tray on yomtif, to take care of even the fat, to move it around, and to salt it, or to put it on top of a stick, to make the wind, it should be airy there, it should not right away. I would have thought, mim nobloy shochet. People will stop shechting, they won't shech the animal on Yom Tov. It's not kedai to shech today. I'm going to lose out all the fat, I can't take care of it right away. So a person won't want to shecht. So maybe that's a svar like Rabbi Yeshua to say it should be mutter to move around the fat of the animal in order that it should not right away, and therefore people won't be afraid to shecht it on Yom Tov. Kamashmul, I know that still we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, we're not afraid that people will stop shechting the animal because they may lose out the fat. Right? It's not a suffix the fat will run away. It's only a doubt. And the person needs meat today. So when they're mourning, the person will still shech the animal today to have meat to eat, even though the fats remain muksa, can't move around the fats. Yeah. For the more maishinomi or lefnei hadorsin. What's the difference, Taka? Like Basil, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to take the skin of the animal and throw it on yontif in front of people that later will trample on top of it. So how come there we're mati you to play around with the skin even though it's muksar, and here the fats were not mati you? What's the difference? Strashu maishinomi all of neadorsin. Tishore besilu mishum di la shores le min le shachit. But that's besilu svarum. If we're not going to let you play around with the skin of the animal, you're not going to be able to throw it where people will sample on it then. People won't shech the animal in the first place. So you see, besilu holds from this svarum. Sakim is telling me now the fats, you're not allowed to move around. So Marin says, hosom le mucha milsa. I'll tell you true.